You know, when we praise and worship the name of the Lord, the Bible says God will inhabit the praises of his children. Hallelujah. Now, they were singing a song, Ancient of Days, as old as you are. I was trying to find where I can find this scripture. And I found it in Daniel chapter 7, verse 9. It says, and after that, in my vision at night, I looked, and there before me was a fourth beast. Now, chapter 7, verse 9. As I looked, thrones were set in place. And the Ancient of Days took his seat. Amen. He is Ancient of Days. Praise the Lord. Who can give me the meaning of the word ancient? Tetekrafuam. Before the word old came, the one who is ancient was there. Amen. And it says in Hebrews chapter 11, verse 6, that whoever comes to God must believe that he is, he exists, and that he is a rewarder of those who diligently seek him. I promise that tonight we're going to pray. But we must have the premises of our prayer. There must be a foundation before we pray. I just want to stir your faith up before we pray. And I have some scriptures for us. The first one will be read from John chapter 16, 23 and 24. And I read from the NIV, the New International Version of the Bible. It says, in that day, you will no longer ask me anything. Verily, I tell you, my Father will give you whatever you ask in my name. It's an open check. It's what? Open check. The bankers know what I'm saying. You go to your uncle and you lay before him your needs, and he says, go to the bank. This is a blank check. Write whatever we want to write on that check. And it will be fulfilled. They will go into his account. And in that account, I was just praying over this, and the Lord said, everything has been provided for. Everything, everything, everything. He says, anything we will ask in his name. Didn't he say that? Anything. He didn't say some. He said, anything at all that you ask in his name, it will be given to us. Then the verse 24 says, until now you've not asked for anything in my name. Ask and you will receive, and your joy will be complete. Praise the Lord. So anything we'll ask in his name, there's a guarantee. Sometimes when you're going for a big loan, what would the bankers ask for? Collateral, isn't it? Our collateral is Jesus. Hallelujah. Our collateral is who? Yes, he says, anything we will ask in his name, he will do it. Praise the Lord. Now I want to encourage you this evening. Let's go to John chapter 14. John 14, 23 and 24. Jesus replied, anyone who loves me will obey my teaching. My Father will love him. We will come to them and make our home with them. Amen. The Father will come to us And he will make our home with us. Praise the Lord. And then the verse 24. Anyone who does not love me will not obey my teaching. These words you hear are not my own. They belong to the Father who sent me. So the word of God belongs to who? It belongs to who? It's another guarantee. The Father himself has spoken. Whatever we shall ask in the name of his Son, he will fulfill it. Amen. So tonight, whatever you ask in his name, we stood here and prayed, God, that oil, do not let them take it from us. Isn't it? Somebody will think, oh, we're lucky. It's nothing like we're lucky. Look at the decision you took. You say, okay, what you've already started, continue with it, isn't it? The rest, you hold on. It didn't say stop. You said what? Hold on. They could have taken everything from us. Isn't it? Imagine the dead. Already, we're neck deep in something else. Don't mention it. Hallelujah. So here, Jesus is telling us. He isn't just speaking to us. Anything that flows through his lips is not coming from him, but from the Father. His words are not his own, but the words that which we have in the Bible are coming from God the Father himself. Amen. Now in the same chapter, John chapter 14, verse 10, let's read. Don't you believe that I am the Father, and that the Father is in me? The words I say to you, I do not speak on my own authority. Rather, it is the Father living in me. Hallelujah. So, even the anointing behind what he's been telling us aren't his own. Praise the Lord. That is where we should lodge your faith on. It is not some ordinary words that are coming from him. Praise the Lord. He's just a vessel the Holy Spirit is using. Then he turns around to say, in the beginning was the Word. And the Word was with who? The Word was with who? And the Word itself is God. God himself is his Word. So that as you mutter, as you meditate, as you think about the Word of God, you are thinking about what God is telling you. So anything God has written about you, take it verbatim. Take it what? Take it. Believe that God says so. Period. No argument. No discussions. Accept it. I'll use some achievement English. Hook, line, and what? Sinker. Praise the Lord. You see, sometimes we want to argue. I'll put it theologically and academically. But whatever is written over there, you just take it. It says, trust. You see, it says in Proverbs 3, 5 and 6, trust in the Lord with what? Half of your heart. And the rest, give it to the devil. Is that what the Bible is saying? Trust in the Lord with what? Trust in the Lord with all your heart, isn't it? And he will direct. Sing it. Ah, where's the organist? He needs an anointing to be sitting over here. Praise the Lord. You see, you should trust the Lord with what? All your heart. He has given us the prescriptions. You go to the doctor and he will examine you and say, oh, he will now go through his mind. She said, go to the pharmacy. You go there and there you collect it. He said, take one in the morning, two in the afternoon, and then half in the evening. You follow the prescription rigidly, isn't it? Religiously. Don't we do that? Now Jesus is giving us the prescription. And we sit down, Adi Nukra, and I say, hey, Nukra. Hello. You better sit there. Or else your anointing will go somewhere. Praise the Lord. So, it says, whatever he says, is coming from the Father. Look at where, look at the source. The source is coming from where? The Father himself. What else do you need again? He says, heaven and this very earth shall what? But his word will remain what? The same. I haven't moved out of the New Testament. I'm still in the New Testament. The last time, I think 3 years back, I quoted Psalm 119, verse 89. I used the New International Version of the Bible. It says, his word is eternal. His word is ancient of what? Days. So if you have anything to depend on, he says that, see, if you will accept his word, it's in Matthew chapter 7. If you will accept his word, see, all that you have to do, he has made provision for everything. You, let's go into the physical. Take pharmacy, for example. All kinds of drugs have been provided for, isn't it? Who thought we were sitting in these sleek cars? God knew years back, before creation, that we're sitting in Mercedes-Benz. He provided for the tires. He provided for the metals. He provided for every bit of everything. Detailed provision with precision and gave the knowledge to us. Isn't it? These are physical things. Are you telling me those spiritual things aren't true? Those spiritual principles are more true than what we see with our physical eyes. Amen. So he says that there was this man who was searching for some treasure. And when he found the greatest of all the treasures, he sold all that he had and bought it. Who found the greatest of all what? The treasures. I want that thing to sink into your heart. And I keep quoting Ephesians chapter 3:20, that he's able to do exceedingly, abundantly, immeasurably. I'm quoting all the versions, superabundantly, above all that we can ask or dream or dare or guess or request or imagine or think, beyond our highest prayer, because of his spirit that is at work in us. You don't like this. What else do you want? Since then we sit down, we grow up in sorrow and wallow in sadness, and somebody will be bold enough to tell yourself, well, I'm depressed. When the joy of the Lord is what? Happy. Hallelujah. So we have this sure assurance, the word of God. Matthew 7, he says, it will rain very hard. The storm will blow very seriously. Things will go haywire. But those who put their trust in the Lord will remain. It will be like the rock. Laying your foundation on what? The rock. I was born about 58 years ago. My father is a coal man. Hallelujah. And when I went to Koko and I saw the Ojonema, it has been there up to today. It hasn't changed. And Jesus compares his word to the one who has laid his foundation on what? If you accept the word of God. He didn't tell us that things will go. They will come in various dimensions. They will come. But then he's telling us that put all your trust where? In him. He will do it. Maybe the problem is a temporal thing now. But keep on trusting the Lord. He says, anything we shall ask in what? You know who Jesus is. We're singing, he is Lord, isn't it? He says he's the bread of life, isn't it? He says before Abraham was, I am, isn't it? He says nothing was made without him that was what? And he's guaranteeing you. What is your problem, I'll ask you. The problem is that we sometimes have our doubts. It is doubt that is preventing us from getting what we want. If only, he told the man, if only you can believe, all things are what? To them that what? So tonight, I want you to believe. What did I say? I want you to believe Jesus. Me, when I'm praying, I will, in my vision, the Bible says in Proverbs chapter 29, verse 18, the King James says, without vision, we what? We perish. So I want to visualize Jesus. Then I will talk to him direct. Jesus, you are saying, not me. Hallelujah. And over the years, I've realized that he is faithful. He is what? Very, very what? Faithful. He's more faithful than your wife. Oh, yes. Look at the way they cook for us. They could massage it with anything on this earth. Isn't it? They could douse it with something. When you, after you finish eating the dousing, oh, how sweetie, my darling. You are good. Your recipe. Hallelujah. They know the things they sometimes put inside the thing. And yet we eat. And here we are. Amen. All. And if we can trust human beings, you know, the way to a man's heart is through what? Hey, stomach. Pa. And they can put anything in that stomach. Praise the Lord. And yet, we eat. Don't we eat? Even when you know you are being killed, so. Hallelujah. And you can do that. Why shouldn't we trust Jesus like that? Why shouldn't we believe in him? He's the Ancient of Days. And tonight we will pray. Hallelujah. And finally he says something in Mark chapter 11, 23 and 24. The NIV doesn't say the way I want, but I will use it because it's the only Bible available here with me. It says that, truly I tell you, now take note of this. Anytime you find Jesus saying, truly, nevertheless, take note of the truly. What is after the what? Nevertheless, and the what? And the truly. Take note of it. Verily, verily, I say unto you. Everything after the verily, take note of it. It's an emphasis. Amen. Now, he says in Mark 11, 23 and 24. I've seen New King James Version, so let me read it. Okay, NIV. I tell you the truth, for assuredly, this one is in New King James. I said to you, whoever says to this mountain, that one I've explained it to you, be removed and be cast into the sea and does not doubt in his heart, but believes, you know, he says, does not what? Doubt. But what? But what? But what? You keep saying the things that you say you are saying. If you believe what you are saying, especially when you are quoting the word of God to him. He said it. Isn't it? God, you are saying, not you. You didn't quote. Peter says it wasn't, the word of God wasn't fabricated. We just, those who wrote the word of God just didn't sit down and then wrote something down for us. By human ingenuity, no. But men moved by the Holy Spirit. Hallelujah. So that if you do not doubt what God has said, and you keep saying the things God has written for you, amen. Oh. The verse 24 says something. It says, therefore I say to you, whatever things you ask when you pray. So what you're going to ask tonight, when you what? When you what? He didn't say doubt. He says, believe that you receive them and you will what? So don't see them before you believe. Jesus told Thomas, blessed are those who haven't what? And yet, so the belief is coming from the fact that the God who promised is what? Faithful. Don't look at your womb and tell your way, God, I prayed. Listen to him. What did I say? Don't listen to what the doctor is saying. Listen to what God is saying about you too. Hallelujah. We get frightened when the doctors say those things. And then when the doctors have said whatever they want to say and God is telling you something, you know, it is in the Bible. It's in there. I want you to believe tonight. Change your gears. What did I say? And change your attitude. And let the whole world tell you that it's not going to be possible. And tell them, according to the word of God. Don't say even according to the Bible. According to what? When they want to argue, quote them the Bible. That is why me, I quote. I will quote. The devil will come several times. Because I told you last week that, you see, there's something in the Bible I fear. He says the devil left Jesus for what? A season. He left him for an opportune time. So when he comes back, I'll tell him, it is what? Written. The moment I wake up every morning, the first thing I do is to fill my mind with the word of God, with the promises. I will stirring up my faith. I'll be doing what? My faith with the word of God. Then very soon I'll find myself fully charged. Then I'll sit very well. And then, oh yeah, I'm praying. Hallelujah. So this evening, we are going to pray. The first thing is that God has taken very good care of us this past 4 months. Since the beginning of this year in my own church, I'm heading towards 10. For people who have died, I've gone there last Saturday. A certain man died. They came with a simple casket. Another woman died at Tema. They brought a metal casket. The same 6 inches. What did I say? And with this weather, if you are placed in a wooden casket and an iron casket, which one will be better? Hallelujah. I told them that you've placed your mom in an iron casket. She will burn inside there. Amen. I've prayed more than 10. And yet, you are still alive. You are still what? And Jesus says something to us. A simple statement. So what shall it profit a man if he gains the whole world and loses what? Nothing can buy you. Nothing on this earth can do what? Mm-mm. The only thing that was used in buying you was the precious blood of Jesus. Hallelujah. She are worth more than everything here on this earth. All the oil in Saudi Arabia and all the reserves of oil in America and all the oil in Kuwait and Iraq and Iran, everywhere to bring all of them together. You are worth more than that. So that if God should give you life up to today, let me tell you, there is hope. God hasn't as yet finished with you. He's kept you alive because he knows what is ahead of you. Hallelujah. There is hope because I know definitely that whatever God has promised and said about you, he has said it. What did I say? He has what? Yes. So me, if God has spoken, finito. I will sometimes compare this with my own father. My father was a Methodist minister. One thing I noticed about my father, if you were going to do anything, my father got up and told, hey, don't do it. You better listen to what that man is saying, or else you pay dearly with your life. And I can give 3 instances. My younger brother, who was with me at Nkoko with my father, we're going to travel on the 3rd of April, 1982. Then my father walked in that very night, around 7 o'clock. Hey, Kwaku, for the next 2 weeks, don't travel. Then that my younger brother, who was then at tech, very giddy, tall, very tall, and stout. In my mother's home, that one common thing about them is that they are very fat. See, he combined my father's height and my mother's physique. Tall and stout. Hey, Kwaku, me, I'm going. Later, he was at tech, so, you know, he was in Katanga, so the Katanga thing was in him. Giddy, he left. 3rd April. The first car he bought, the teacher Mante, came dead. Everybody in that vehicle died. So when we found him, I said, hey, so if I had not listened to my father, I would be here. That much. Praise the Lord. Look at me, I'm here. Alive and kicking. Praise the Lord. A sister of mine went to marry a certain man. And my father said, hey, this man is married. If anybody were to hear that you, the son, the daughter of a minister, has gone to marry somebody who is like that, what would they say? My sister didn't listen. My father, my sister told my father was a kolo. He met this man. He's fine. At the age 40, my sister was taking a bath. He was then teaching at Tech Primary or so. He was turning the half of her body off. That beautiful girl got emaciated. Later on, listen to what he said. I should have listened to my father. She paid dearly with her disobedience. And if a human being can speak to save me, my comparison is that then I would rather listen to what? The word of God. It's more powerful than what my father said. And tonight, I want you to change your mind. Change your attitude. Bring it back home. Align it with the word of God. And tell yourself, come what may. It is the word of God that is going. And I want to assure you, no matter what the challenge might be, definitely the word of God will prevail. And I want you to thank God first and foremost for bringing you thus far. He's been your Ebenezer, isn't it? God has been what? Oh, bow your head. Yebo to Ebenezer Nyame.
Ya mawo na fana simano ye bo tu ebeneza nyame na dumara kwa kaidyo nyamya ya ma.
Go back. In Psalm 103, verses 1 and 2 says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, do what? Do not forget all his benefits. So many of them, isn't it? The fact that you are still alive says so much. Because some of us, if we were to get sick, wouldn't even get the money to go to Heathrow. Heathrow. For me to know where to stay, and which doctor to what? Visit. Yet, by his grace, I'm still alive and kicking. Amen. I guess last Saturday, last Saturday, after the marathon all night, I slept just for 1 hour. Went to bury 3 people at my end. Amen. Sunday, there was this huge Thanksgiving service. Immediately after the Thanksgiving service, my wife said, she's a Sodru. She was there celebrating my senior sister's 1 year anniversary, so I should drive and pick her. That's for you women. And for better, for worse, So I had to drive straight to what? Sedu. At 6 o'clock, she said we should come back. And because she was keeping me company, we're chatting and chatting and chatting. We arrived at the mom. I was bone tired. I just went into the sofa, and when I opened my eyes, it was 5:30 in the morning. Here you are. God has brought back to me my word, my strength. It's a gift. Don't take it for granted. What did I say? It's a gift. Every good and perfect gift comes from Him. So look back from January up to this point. Then express your deepest gratitude to Him. In my church, we're just praying like this. So there's somebody over here whose daughter is Thursday. She's below 2 years. So I just asked them to come. Some came, all right. Then it was a Sunday. The Thursday, I was here in Accra. Then my steward, the second steward, called me and said, her daughter, who is a Thursday, who is below 2 years, has swallowed a coin. And they wanted to send her to Tetekwashi and said, no equipment to remove it. So she was referred straight to 37. 37 referred her to Kolebu. They did whatever they wanted to do. Then the coin, initially they were saying they were going to cut. Then somehow, God gave one of the surgeons some knowledge. The coin was removed without any cut. Are you listening to me? If God has brought you thus far, it is just by His grace. And I want you to go to Him and express your deepest gratitude to Him for your life, for that of your wife, for that of your husband, for that of your children, for your job, and for everything. For the Bible says, in everything we should do what? Can I hear you pray? Just want you to. You can stand, you can sit, you can do anything. Just express your gratitude to God. Things might not have gone the way you want, but I want you to thank Him much as things would have gone the way you want. Just thank Him, just thank Him. Do not forget. Do not forget. Things haven't gone the way you want. But it says in 1 Thessalonians chapter 5 verse 18 that in everything give thanks, for that is His will for us in Christ Jesus. He says give thanks. The word of God says give thanks. The Father is saying give thanks. The doctors are saying something negative, but I want you to give thanks. There are no signs of what you saw from Him, but He says, give thanks. Thank Him, thank Him, thank Him. Thank Him for everything. All kinds of frustrations, but I want you to thank God. For everything. Yehovah. Ampara Semisha. Wujuma. Esifa. Adum Yamye. Wayemye. Doswe. Rande. Ah. Listen. In Psalm 100, it says, enter his gates with thanksgiving in your hearts and his courts with praises. Amen. And he says in Psalm 103, it says, bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. I want you to bless the name of the Lord. Forget about everything. Just bless him. Worship him. Adore him. Magnify him. Tell him, but for him, if God had not been on your side, where would you have been today? If God had not been on your side, that day, it is his grace alone to Ebenezer
Nyame Nado Maraka Kaidyo
Listen again. Jesus asked the Samaritan leper, where are the nine? The ones who knew better than you, the Samaritan. You are a stranger, a Gentile. And the Jews who knew better couldn't come to express their gratitude to God. Don't behave like the Samaritan. And say that you sought God to do something for he hasn't done, therefore I want you to go back to God and thank him for your job, thank him for your home, thank him for feeding you, the fact that you can even eat. There are some who have needles and rubbers and all kinds of things through their noses and their mouths, they are there. You come home and in spite of everything, grace of the Lord has been sufficient. I want you to thank God. Thank God for where you are today. They could have put you in some corner, but God's favor has remained on you. We owe him so much this past 4 months. Amen. Open your eyes. I did streetism at the master's level and I went with them to where they slept. Sometimes you go to where they sleep. I had to do the research amongst them and went to the places they slept. Once I went to Agbogbloshie And every territory you entered, it was somebody's territory. So you had to pay something for them. Those who didn't, you won't believe it. Any territory you entered, there were some people there to judge you. Some do sleep under the Kaneshi bridge, the overhead. Some sleep down there. Some sleep up there. Those who have better places sleep in the Kaneshi market. Have you been to Kaneshi market before? Those stores, that's where they sleep. No mosquito net. Nothing, no protection. And with the girls, if you have a daughter, is sleeping in that high density bed, thank God for that. Some of these girls, if you know, between the age 10 and 18, every girl I interviewed has a child. Because in the night, they have these young men who protect them. And one way of paying them back for their protection is to be allowing them to be sleeping with you. So if you are sitting here, you are sinking here, but to Ebenezer, thank God. Yes, I went there and it was a pity. So, anytime I left the place, I would thank God. So I got a father who protected me, made sure everything was provided for me, and I'm where I am today. You are where you are today because of the mercy and the favor of God, and thank God for that. Don't just take it for granted. Oh, you are so brilliant, and thank God for that. There are some brilliant boys out there, brilliant girls out there, but they never got what you have today. Amen. It was the same God who created them. Look at where you are sitting. Sometimes you want to behave as if God hasn't done anything for you. Do not take anything for granted. I just want you to bow down your head. Let's sing this song to express our gratitude. Thank you, oh Lord. Sing it. We thank
you, oh Lord.
Oh,
we just want to thank
you. I want you to thank God.
Thank you, Lord. We just want to thank you.
I want you to pray and thank God for where you are today. Thank him for where you are today.
Thank him. Lord, we just want to thank you, Lord.
Let him hear you. Thank God for everything. Thank him for everything. Everything. Every bit of everything. Open our eyes. Do you know what is going to happen in May? Who can tell me what you might have planned? You'll be traveling, isn't it? You'll be doing this in May. Your daughter will be coming from London, May. Your destiny will be going there, May. Your plans is May. But God says he's the Alpha and Omega. Deuteronomy 9, verse 3 says, the God who goeth ahead of us. So it is God who goes ahead of what? Of us. So that if God is a God who goeth ahead of us, then I want you to commit every day of May into his hands. Every moment of May. Commit every moment of May into his hands. That God should be with you. God should walk with you. God should lead you. God should order your steps, all right? In your office, in your businesses, in your interactions, in everything, I want you to commit the month of May into his hands. Please do that. Can I hear you? Do not take things for granted. Do not assume that, oh, as for God, he was with us in January up to April, he will do the same. You don't even know what will happen on May 1st. I want you to pray. Have a chat with him. Lord, I'll be doing this in May. I want to commit every day of May into your hands. Father, I want you to be with me in May. The Bible says the steps of a righteous man are ordered by the Lord. And I want you to pray, committing the month of May into the hands of the Lord. He has been our Alpha and Omega. And I want you to do that. Ask him to accompany you. He says he is with us always till the end of the age. Do not make any assumptions. Give him the details. Do not assume that May will be all right. I want you to pray. There are some who are sitting and listening to the prayer. They want us to quickly pray so that they can go home. I want you to commit May. It's a gift God is giving you. You might be in a new office. Pray that conditions in that office will improve for good. Everything in May. You may even sow seeds in May. The Lord is, as I enter May, let your favor shine on me. Let some miracle come my way. Open that door of opportunities for me in May. Let the month of May be a month of blessing. A month in which all your blessings will be showered on me. Don't go June. You just let us remain in May. Listen to me. Let's go back. Any weapon that will be fashioned against you in May, it shouldn't work. Now, I'll quote you some scriptures. We're going to base our prayer on that. In Jeremiah 1:19, it says, they will fight, but they won't prevail. You heard me right. They will fight, but they won't what? Number 3. Matthew chapter 16, 17 and 18, it says, the gates of hell shall not prevail what? Against us. Number 4. If they should come on us, the Spirit of the Lord will lift up standards. Number 5. In Psalm 125, it says, just as Mount Zion surrounds Jerusalem, so do the Lord surround those he loves. Number 6. The name of the Lord is a strong tower. We'll run into it and what? I want you to pray. Anyone that you remember, stand on that and pray. No weapon fashioned against you, it shouldn't prosper at all. Any weapon they fashion against you, it shouldn't prosper. In case the enemy should come in like a flood, the Spirit of the Lord should lift up what? Standards. Over them. The Lord should contend with your enemies. The Lord should encamp around you like Mount Zion surrounds Jerusalem. His name should be a strong tower in your home, in your business, in everything. Pray that he'll be your refuge and your fortress. He should be a very present help in times of trouble. We are using scripture and praying. And I want you to remember, we are quoting back to God what he has written in his word. God is a gentleman. He will fulfill his part of the bargain. He says, if his words abide in us and we abide in him, it's in John 15:7. When we ask him anything, he will do it. So I want you to pray. Oh, pray that the Lord will be a strong tower in your office, in your home, wherever this month of May. If they should come fighting, they shouldn't prevail. Pray that they should taste their own deeds like sweet wine. In the name of Jesus. He says he's given us the keys of the kingdom. Whatever we shut, heaven will do the same thing. So if you think you have an enemy, open the doors and shut them in there. They shouldn't come out again. Anything that is fighting you, the Lord should contend with those things. It could be some arrangement, it should be some business, it could be something else. It shouldn't prevail. It mustn't prevail. Because the one in you is greater than the enemy who is outside there. All the demons combined, they can't fight Jesus. All the demons in the spiritual realm, Jesus says, greater is he that is in us than he that is in the world. I want you to pray. In the month of May, no impediment, no impossibilities, no challenges if they should come. Amen. Open your eyes. You know what? Anytime the children of the Lord prayed, the Bible, you see, there's a laid down principle. We are praying. But I want you to lead you on. Hannah prayed. She had a challenge, isn't it? She forsook the joy, the entertainment, and everything, and sacrificed the joy for that day. And instead went and sought the face of the Lord. The Bible says, and they that wait upon the Lord shall renew what? It is for you also. Hannah sacrificed. She forsook the joy at Shiloh and told herself, as for this day, I'm going to seek the face of the Lord. Hallelujah. And I want you to enter me with that attitude. Come what may, you behave like what? Hannah. Again, there's another one in the New Testament. It starts from Acts chapter 4. When they arrested Peter and they released him, the church prayed. The church what? Say it again, the church. There's one good principle of the Lord, one weapon the Lord has left us with. They prayed. And when they prayed, something happened. The Holy Spirit came. Praise the Lord. In Acts chapter 12, when they prayed, fervent prayer, they persevered. What happened? Peter was released. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray. There might be something that's not going the way you want, but let me assure you, prayer knows no jurisdiction. Prayer brings anointing. Prayer brings power. Prayer opens ironclad doors. Hallelujah. And I want you to pray that, Father, as I enter the month of May, grant me the anointing to pray for breakthroughs. Praise the Lord. You know, these days, the ministers who have come on air, meet me here. bring 3 cartons of sardine, 1 carton of milk. His boys will pray for you. Who told you? Jesus says that we should go before his throne of grace with boldness, isn't it? The word boldness over there in Greek means shamelessness. What did I say? What? Go there and tell God whatever is on your heart. Because he already paid the price. His spirit is in you. So we're going to pray like the church in the Acts of the Apostles. We are going to persevere. That have a timetable with the Lord. Me have a timetable with the Lord. Unless I'm extremely tired. He knows I'm tired. But today, for example, 1 o'clock, pepper, he woke me up. And I prayed through up to 4 o'clock. You're looking at me. Well, listen, we'll not wrestle against flesh or what? But some of us, we're behaving as if we kid close. Everything is fine. It's not some easy enterprise. Hello? It will come, but if you don't persevere, the devil will play tricks with you. He'll just go and speak to somebody out there, and the person will change his mind. But if we should pray, the Bible says, the heart and the mind of the king are in the hands of the Lord. He turns it the way he wants, like a river. If we should pray, God will cause your husband to come your way. He will turn his heart favorable. Oh, I saw all these days you were sitting over here and I didn't see you. Hallelujah. I'm talking to somebody over here. Amen. Last Friday, you remember, I called all those who are not married to come over here. Somebody has hit the jackpot. Hey. Amen. Oh. Hey. You sit down there. When we were young, when the secondary school had a language, you did there. Let us persevere because our God is able. Our God is what? I want you to pray. I want you to pray. Ask God as you enter the month of April. God should anoint you with fresh oil. The ability to pray and to pray through. The ability to pray and see results. I want you to pray. If you feel like sleeping, you can stand. We are before the throne of grace. Throne of grace. Throne of unmerited favors. I want you to pray. Don't sleep. Don't allow the enemy to cause you to sleep. His spirit is in you, leading you on. And do not easily give up and tell yourself you've prayed enough and therefore. That in the month of May, his anointing will remain on you. His power will abide in you. Amen. Before we go ahead, can you open your eyes? I'm hearing the word investigation. Is there anybody over here? Either you are part of the investigation or somebody is trying to undermine you or somebody is trying to undermine you. Therefore, some investigation, or you've had a friend who is going through some investigation. There's something wrong over there and you're worried. If you're here, all heads bowed. Those people can stand up. If you think there's something wrong somewhere and you're being investigated. Can we pray? Let us pray. You are being undermined. Somebody somewhere is trying to undercut you. I want you to pray.
Let us pray for them. Let us pray for them. Let us pray for them. Can I hear your voice? It might be your son. It might be your brother. It might be some friend. It's coming from the Holy Spirit. It's not Oyemde. Last Friday, we learned that Oyemde is coming from the Holy Spirit. Last Friday, we learned that it's not something, it is the Holy Spirit Himself. Let us pray for them. We are praying, we are praying. I want you to pray for them. About 11 of us, I want you to pray for them. Your Father, you know what is really wrong. We pray that, Lord, anything negative, stop it for us. And let your power prevail. In the name of Jesus. Lord, let us hear favorably about the whole thing. Intervene, shift what is going on for good. Thank you, Jesus, for answer prayer. Amen. Sent. There's another one. It's like you made every effort to move, but it appears there's a roadblock. Jesus calls it a mountain. Okay. If you know there's a roadblock, somebody has intentionally and willfully decided that that person won't allow you. It could be a gang, it could be a group, it could be anything. Determine that, all your daughters won't marry. That business, it will see the light of day. If you are here, there's maybe an application somewhere. There's something that must go. I've told you, with him, everything is what? That's it. All heads bowed. Don't feel inhibited. If you think there's something that needs to be prayed for, can you stand? Yes, we are here. I want you. Let us all who are sitting, let us lift our holy hands unto the Lord and pray that the Lord will intervene. Moses stood on a mountain and lifted up his hands. Those of us standing, let us lift our hands, two hands. Those of us sitting, let us lift our hands. As many people have stood up, and let us pray that the Spirit of the living God will prevail tonight. In the name of Jesus, let us pray. Can I hear your voice? I want to hear your voice. I want to hear your voice. God is here with us. God is here with us tonight. I want you to pray. Asking for divine intervention. Asking for divine intervention. Asking for divine intervention. Those who have decided to prevent you from receiving this favor, we come against them in the name of Jesus. Anybody involved in that matter, God should shift and change. God should rain on you his dew of blessings. I want you to pray. Let us pray. Let us pray. He answers prayer. God answers prayer. God answers prayer. We are praying that every impediment should be rolled away. And let's focus our prayer on Psalm 46, verse 1. It says, He's a very present help in times of trouble. God should come in. God should come in. Can I hear you? God should come in. Yes. I want you to pray. He should come in with divine intervention. We are praying. We are telling God here we are in His presence. We need Him more than ever. I need you, oh,
I need you
and let's sing it with faith. I need you. Sing it with faith. Most gracious God, no tender
voice like thine
can keep. Let's sing it with faith. I need
you. Oh, I need
you. We need Him. We need Him. He's a very present help in times of trouble.
I need you.
Oh,
bless me now, my Savior. I come.
Can we all stand for just 1 minute? I need the
oath
with our hands lifted up.
I need you.
Oh,
bless me now, my Savior. I come to thee.
Open your eyes and listen to me. He says, if two on earth, it's in Matthew chapter 18, verse 19. If two on earth shall agree concerning anything that will ask the Father, He will do it. And we just learned that whatever we shall ask in His name, He will do it, isn't it? So let us all lift our hands up there. Let's go to God this moment, this hour, this solemn hour. He's here with us. Several angels are here with us in this room. I want you to pray with faith. He's more than able to do what we can ask or think. Barrenness is being broken. Singleness is rolling away. That difficulty in your office has been resolved. The answer has come. I want you to pray. He is more than able to do, because the Father says so. The Father says so. Not even Jesus Himself. The Father says so. That is the assurance. That is the blessed assurance that we have in Him. I want you to pray. Don't just look on. I want you to pray. Don't be weighed down. If you are tired, you can sit down. If you don't feel like standing, you can sit. But I want you to go to God and believe. He says, if only you can believe, those things that you are saying, they shall come to pass. He says, when we pray, And I want you to sing for me. He is able, more than able. Can you sing it for me?
To accomplish what concerns me today.
He is able, more than able,
to handle anything
that comes my way. Let's join the chorus. He is able, God is able, than I could ever dream. He is able,
is more than able, to make me what He wants me to be.
Let's sit. Let's all sit. Now, is there anybody who's got a relative who is a Teresa? Or you're a Teresa yourself here in this room? You know of a Teresa. And you are sitting down. It might not necessarily be you. Okay? I'll give you one example. I normally do healing and anointing in my church every first Sunday of the month. One of them, quite recently, we're praying. When I stood behind the communion table, suddenly the Holy Spirit said, if there's any pain over here, we should pray for that pain. So I said it. I stopped the communion. I said, let's pray. Then we prayed. After that prayer, one of our organists came and told me that his brother, who is the pain, had rung to him that he was grievously sick. Amen. And that he should request for prayer. Then he comes back to tell me that the same brother has rung back to say that the disease is what? Gone. Meanwhile, the brother, we were at Mampomprim, and he was at Kwabenya Hacho. In the spirit realm, there's no what? Distance. Then somebody called, a sister called from Bremeni Skuma. The younger sister had triplets, and the pain was sick, had received 35 drips at Breguran Skuma Methodist Hospital. Are you listening? Then suddenly the nurses come and they discharge the pain. Then he rings back to, my pain was sick. I said, you don't know what has happened at Mampo. We prayed for pain and I stood for the pain. That's why your son is what? Healed. So we are saying that if you know any Teresa, stand for that person. You don't know what the Holy Spirit is going to do. Okay? So let us all pray for those who are standing. Let us pray for them. Let us ask that the Lord will intervene. Father, we want to thank you for answered prayer. Amen. Now sit. We're going to part two. The first thing about the part two is that we're going to pray for everybody's business. What did I say? You see, Paul says, the hands that do not work, shouldn't what? Mm-hmm. But you see, Proverbs 11:20 says, now, Proverbs 11, either 22 or 10 says that. No, Proverbs 10, let me be very accurate here. Proverbs 10, 22. What is there? Can we see it on the screen? The blessing of the Lord makes one what? It makes one what? It makes one what? Rich.
And he has no sorrow with it. So we're going to ask the blessing of the Lord on our businesses. Even if you sell air, the Lord should sell the air, should bless the air you want. So that take, put it in your head. We'll base this, our prayer, on this. Now let's go to Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18. Deuteronomy chapter 8, verse 18 on the screen. And you shall remember the Lord your God, for it is he who gives you power to get what? And that he may establish his covenant which he swore to your father as it is this day. It is the Lord who grants us. Let's remove the word power there. You go to some of the modern texts, it says ideas. What did they say? Another translation says the ability to get wealth. Amen. So one, God says it is his blessings. If God should bless your business, it will flourish. Hallelujah. If it's not the money, it is the ideas. Eh? God will give you the ideas as to how best to go about the whole thing. I'll give you a simple one. I love the mangoes that are straight, green, straight. Not the fat ones, the green. When even it is ripe, it is green. You see that term? If you give me 100, I'll swallow all of them. So I went and bought some. It was used in mixing. I take watermelon as I drink. So they will box it with this so that I'll the flavor. Then I hit some on my dining table. Yesterday I was praying midnight. I felt like eating something. So I have some mangoes on the dining table. So they go. They were not there. Ah! Who did this? I almost became furious and I told my, hey, you are praying, stop this nonsense that is going on. Then I asked the Holy Spirit, who took the mangoes? So when you wake up tomorrow morning, ask your wife. So when everything, I prayed up to, I slept between 5 and 6. Then I continued up to 7:30. When I entered the main corridor, she was sitting there. And I said, I put some mangoes here. Who took them? I took them. Immediately she said, I took them. The answer doused everything that was in me. But the joy of the Lord is that I knew who took those what? Mangoes. He grants men the ability, the ideas, as to what to do about our businesses. Are you getting me? So number one, we are going to ask the Lord to bless our businesses in the midst of all the hustling and the bustling. Number two, we are going to ask him to grant us the ideas. Amen. Now let's go to 3 John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. 3 John, verse 2. On the screen. 3 John, verse 2. On the screen. Can we find it? 3 John verse 2. Even if you know it, don't worry. It will come. He said, dear friend, I pray. Listen to me. He says, I pray that you may enjoy health and that all will go well with you. Now, I don't like this translation. He says, I wish above all things that we should prosper and be and go to, I like the prosper. I don't like hint is there. I pray that you may what? And be. So we're going to ask God to bless us. We're going to ask God to give us the ideas. We're going to ask God to prosper our businesses. Is that clear? Then number four. It's in Psalm 1, verse 3. Let's go to Psalm 1, verse 3. Psalm 1, verse 3. Psalm 1, verse 3. Says, you shall be like a tree planted by the rivers of what? Water. That brings forth its fruit in its season, whose leaf also shall not wither. And whatever he does shall what? Whatever he does shall what?
Whatever he does shall work.
Prosper. Who told you that as for us, we shouldn't prosper? And that you should be poor? And then it's never the ideas of God. You seem prosper twice, isn't it? You seem blessings, isn't it? It is his blessings that makes a man what? Rich. This is my phone. See, my phone is a telecom center. Brothers and sisters, we're going to ask God to bless us. Number two, we're going to ask God to prosper us. Number three, we're going to ask God to give us the what? Ideas. When I wanted to find my mangoes, I asked the Holy Spirit, where are they? He said, when you ask your wife. When I asked her, so I took them. If she has taken my mangoes, what can I do? Amen. You see, we're going to pray that God should fill our minds as to what to do concerning our businesses. Amen. Let us pray. Let us pray. I want you to pray. Father, plant my business beside streams of living water. Let me prosper. Let me prosper. Let me prosper. When I go out, let your blessings overtake me. When I go to my office, let me see blessings. Let your favor rest upon me. Give me the ideas. Create a Rehoboth for me. Don't ask for yourself alone. Ask for your children. Envy those who work with you. Name the business and ask God to prosper that business. Ask the Lord to show you how best to go about it. I want you to pray, pray, pray. I want you to pray, really pray. It is the blessings of the Lord that makes a man rich. If God says he will bless you, nobody on this earth can stop it. You might have gone so many years. I want to assure you, God can take one single moment to bless you. It's an investment you are making if you don't know. The angel told Cornelius in Acts chapter 10 verse 4 that your acts of almsgiving and your prayers have become a memorial in heaven. You pray. How God is going to do it, I don't know. But he will. Now, Psalm 90 verse 17, the NIV says something. It should be on the board. We'll read it and we'll pray it. We are telling God, this is what you said about me. So I'm claiming it. I'm asking you to bless me. It says, may the favor of the Lord our God rest upon where? Don't say us. Rest upon where? Rest upon my business, isn't it? Rest upon my children. Praise the Lord. Rest upon my chambers, praise the Lord. Wherever the favors should go, ask the Lord to send those favors there. The word favor means God will bend, come to where you are, and give you things you never dreamt of what? Receiving. Then when everybody is saying, oh, it will be well, God will sit down and say, "This, give it to this, my daughter, give it to him." The board will meet and God will change their mind. Hallelujah. So he says, may the favor of the Lord do what? So when you enter your office, then you stand there. God, here you are. May your favor rest upon this business. Amen. You keep saying those things. And you shall have whatsoever you want. You say, isn't it? We shall have whatsoever you say. There's life and death in what we want. We say, so say life, things that will bring life, things that will bring prosperity. And again he says, establish the work of where? There you bring the business. Father, plant this business besides streams of living what? Water. Establish it for me. And establish whatever my hands will touch. I want you to pray. Pray Psalm 90 verse 17. You may not even have a job, but God has something very special for you. Things might not have been going the way you want, but God can do it. Pray that God will put your enemies to flight. Every roadblock towards your prosperity, the Lord should remove it in the name of Jesus. Every roadblock, every impediment to your prosperity, hand it over to the Holy Spirit. Ask Him to establish your work, establish the work of your hands. Pray that it may be well with you. Pray that you will prosper in that business. Pray that the Lord's blessing will be upon your business. He adds no sorrow. Ask Him to give you all the ideas. In Genesis 26, when Isaac dug his wells and he sees them, the fourth one, when he dug it, it became well. He said, God has created a Rehoboth for me. Pray that the Lord will create a Rehoboth for your business. The Lord will expand your business. The Lord will expand your business. Have you finished? Now, operator, can we go to Joel chapter 2, 25 and 26? We're going to pray another prayer over there. This one is scriptural. We're not going to say, this one is coming straight from God the Father. Joel chapter 2, 25, 26. Joel. It says, I will repay for you the years the locusts have eaten, the great locusts and the young locusts and the other locusts and the locust swarm, my great army that I have sent among. It says, I will repay. God says, you what? God says, you what? God says, you what? God says He will what? So, whatever the enemy, last Sunday, we heard Jesus was the good shepherd, isn't it? Mm-hmm. He says the enemy comes to steal, to kill, and what? But He says He will repay. He says He will what? So, we're going to pray that anything you've lost by way of business, God shall bring it back to you a hundredfold. Can you pray like that for me? I will repay for you the years. He didn't say the days. He didn't say the months. He didn't say the weeks. He says the years. All the years. That which you've lost. You're about to marry and then something happened. A business contract was going to happen and something happened. Oh, God says He will repay. He will repay. He will restore. He will bring back. I want you to pray according to what God has said in His word. I want you to pray. Don't sleep. Wake up. If you feel like sleeping, I want you to wake up. If all hope is lost, Joel says that God will repay. God will restore. God will bring back. I'm not saying it. We are praying. I want you to pray. Establish what God has said in your life. He will repay. Hello, God says He will repay. He will restore. I'm looking at you. You are saying, so you don't know how much I've lost. Fine. God says He will repay. I didn't say that. He will restore. They can take their decisions. But God says He will restore. He will restore. He will repay. He will bring back the years. The years. The years. Your sweat and toil, the Lord will restore. Amen. Open your eyes. Let's go to Hosea chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. Hosea chapter 14, verses 5 and 6. Can we see it on the screen? Hosea. It says, I'll be like the dew to Israel. He'll be like what? You know what? We say the dew of what? Blessings. Isn't it? So you're going to ask God to pour His dew of what? Blessings. On everything that ought to be poured on. Your children, your womb, your home, the children that are yet to be born, the husband who is on the way coming, your business. The dew of what? Blessings. See, one of the symbols of the Holy Spirit is the dew. It brings refreshing moments in our lives. When everything is dry, when God brings His dew, by all means, things will resurrect, isn't it? Going to ask God, Father, you know things have gone haywire. Business is not going the way we want. But I want you to tonight to pour your dew of blessings on my business. Hallelujah. Don't forget to put it somewhere. And when you enter your office, you write it. Father, this morning, pour your dew of blessings on what I'm going to do here in this office. Hallelujah. Can you pray like that? Can I hear you pray? Dew of blessings. Dew of blessings. Dew of blessings. Dew on everything. Dew on blessings everywhere. Oh, I want you to pray. Don't just pray. He says, I'll be like the dew to Israel. He will blossom. He will blossom. Ask God to blossom you in that office. Oh, that it should be well with you. Can I hear you pray like that? Can I hear you pray? We just have about 10 minutes more. I want you to pray. Dew of blessings. A refreshing show us. Show us. All of the dew. Show us thy glory. Let the dew of heaven bring us a refreshing. Show us thy glory once more. You know what? We're going to pray that from today to the end of the year, that dew of blessings should rest upon you. You should do what? The presence of the Lord should what? Rest upon your business like the dew. Pray. Can I hear you one more time? Your job, your business, everything. You go to your office, you're asking, Father, pour your dew of blessings on me. We are claiming the promises. That's what we learned the past 1 month. And this morning, this evening, we are establishing those promises in our lives. Amen. There's something that is very obvious with me. If you know you are not married, we're going to pray for you. Don't stand. You just sit there by faith. Hallelujah. And then number two, if there's any barren womb here, last week we learned that Aaron put his dead staff in front of the Ark of the Covenant, isn't it? And it flourished that very night in the darkness, produced leaves, produced flowers, produced the almonds, got ripened in the dark. When they woke up in the morning, they saw fresh, ripened what? Almonds. Anybody over here tonight who's yet to marry, and the devil is telling you, wait, nobody will come. We're going to call upon God. Just as he heard the cry of Hannah and brought Isaac into the life of Rebecca, when Rebecca never knew where Isaac was. If you don't know where your husband is, he's there. God has really provided for him. You are going to be his source of provision to that man. Hallelujah. Listen, you see, it's not birth matter. It's companionship. What did I say? If you have a husband and your husband is in Tamale, the Lord should place a spiritual embargo on him and think about you alone. Hallelujah. Amen. You see, the devil, he comes only to steal, to kill, and what? We don't want him to do that. And then number two, if there's any womb over here, just as God brought life into the dead body of that man who was placed on the dead bones of Elisha for that man to resurrect, just as God planted that dead wood staff of Aaron and brought ripened what? Almonds. God says that none shall have miscarriage. I'm quoting him. What did I say? I'm quoting him. None shall have miscarriage nor be what? Barren. Again, he says in Psalm 113 verse 9 that he giveth the barren woman a home and makes her a happy mother of children. Psalm 127 verse 3 says, children are a gift from the Lord, and the fruit of the womb is his reward. I'm quoting the Bible. In Genesis 18 verse 14, he says, is there anything that is too difficult with the Lord? Hallelujah. You're alone. God says it isn't good for man to be what? Singleness is not a good thing. As those whose husbands are there. Even though the husbands sometimes were disturbing them, once a while, because it will happen to you. Amen. So we're going to pray that singleness, loneliness, it's a yoke that must be broken. Hallelujah. And now if there's any womb over here, if there's any man, he's almost giving up. So we'll pray though. I'm saying God can do it again. Hallelujah. God can what? With him, everything is what? Possible. His word is living and active. So, singleness, put your hand on your heart. The heart is the seat of your emotions. So put it there. No child, put your hand on your womb. I will agree with you. Let's see what the Lord will do. Amen. As for this prayer, I'm going to pray. Amen. Somebody is sitting there and says, oh, ask for this one. Don't let it say it. Say it to yourself. So I'm going to say it to myself. You said it. I heard you. I heard you in the spirit. You're saying, Lord, for this one, if you can pray for us. So close your eyes. Pass me not, O gentle Saint. Yeah. And while others
Father, you've said it isn't good for man to be alone. And therefore, you created a helper fit for Adam, a companion. Lord, there are a lot of young ladies over here, young men who are yet to marry. You said the steps of a righteous man are ordered by you. And just as you give Rebecca to Isaac, just as you gave Esther to that Babylonian king, just as you gave Ruth to Boaz, Lord, I pray tonight that if there's any single person within this room and elsewhere, in America, in Canada, in Britain, wherever, Lord, order the steps of the men and the women to meet sake that there won't be any doubt about what you have initiated. I pray, Father, that once we sought your face and it is your will for us to get married, then, Father, let it be as quickly as possible. There are others too who are married, but, Father, they are yet to receive the fruit of the womb. I command the spirit of barrenness to leave them right now in the name of Jesus. Your spirit called miscarriage, we command you to leave them right now. For the Bible says, none shall have miscarriage nor be barren. The Bible says, God giveth the barren woman a home and makes her a happy mother of children. So, Father, we ask that let these mothers and fathers be parents. Give them very good sons and daughters in the name of Jesus. Right now, as we speak, we command fruitfulness. We command fruitfulness. We release fruitfulness in the wombs of all those we pray for who are yet to have children. You said in Deuteronomy chapter 7, verses 14 and 15, that neither male nor female, nor even our domestic animals, shall be barren. So, Lord, let ministering angels minister unto them right now as we pray. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And I pray that, Lord, you pour this dew of blessings on them. Amen. So very soon, listen to me carefully. Those who are doubting Thomases, listen to me carefully. Those you've never seen pregnant are going to be pregnant for the first time. Hallelujah. Amen. See, when you pray and you see me laugh, Psalm 16 verse 11 says, in your presence there's fullness of what? Joy. The answer has come. The answer has come this evening. Hallelujah. But we also want to finally pray for those who have some ailment, some disease. That one too, the Lord has already made the provision. He says, I am the Lord that healeth thee. He says, he'll take this disease out of us. He says that he forgives us of our sins and he heals us of our diseases. He says, we won't die, but we will live to declare the works of the Lord. Hallelujah. He says he was wounded for our transgressions. He was bruised for our iniquities. The chastisement that brought us peace was laid upon him. And by his stripes, by his what? Say it very loud, by his stripes. You are what? Oh, that is the word of God. I don't know how he's going to heal you, but he's already made a provision. The barren are going to walk highly pregnant. Highly what? Some would even twins. Wonderful. We're going to see so much weddings over here. In the name of Jesus. We're going to see you prospering. In the name of Jesus. We're going to see you being well. In the name of Jesus. And if there's anyone sick over here, can you lay your hands where the disease is? And I'll pray with you. Father, you've said you are the Lord who heals.
We shall lay our hands on the sick, and the sick will be healed. I command healing. You made the body, and you know this body very well. If there's any tissue, any organ, any cell, any flesh, any bone, any tendon, any artery or vein that's not functioning, anything that is spiritual, whatever it is, even if it is genetic or hereditary, Lord, we bind all in the name of Jesus. We command healing. We want to remind you that you said you wish above all things that we should prosper and be in good health. Lord Jesus, in your name, we declare all healed. Amen. Now the last one. It's in Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. Isaiah 3 10. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. Isaiah chapter 3 verse 10. You will say it after me, and then you pray whatever you want about what you've heard. It says, let the righteous, tell the righteous, it will be well what? For they will enjoy the fruit of their what? Deeds. God will prosper you. And you sit in your hall. He's joined that young man who sang Antime Pani. Now I hear me say ye erade. This one the keys are wrong. Praise the Lord. So say to the righteous that it shall be well with them, for they shall eat the fruit of what? Their labor, their doings. Amen. So tell yourself, in the month of May, it shall be well with me. Can I hear you say it? Say it very well. I shall eat the fruit of my labor, and it shall be well with me. Can you pray like that? The Father, in the month of May, let it be well with me. Let me eat the fruit of my labor. Do not let me beg. David said, he's been young and old. He's never seen the righteous forsaken, nor his seed begging. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. It shall be well with you. Thank you, Father, for answered prayer. Lord Jesus, in your name.